Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley.
And I'm Dave Middleton. Okay, now we've got a lot on the show today, so we've got a lot to get through. Now we're going to see if we can get some guests in.
Yep.
We are now situated in our brand new studio.
Yeah.
Isn't it swish?
It's going down very well, I must say. I think people are starting to take us seriously.
Really?
You know, within reason.
Well, that probably stopped, I'd say, me, yes. But there's a few people, actually, I've noticed a few people wandering past our corridor, so we'll sickle and drag a few people in as we go.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I think we should do a bit of news.
Absolutely, lots of news going on. Do the jingle.
So, the first piece of news, Karen.
The first piece of news is that we have a roadshow. So, come to our roadshow, which is at the Open University, Walton Hall, Milton Keynes, and it is on the 2nd of December, which is a Tuesday. At this day, we're going to be giving you the chance to do a live Activate session, which is basically like a brainstorm of really fun ideas, which you either may choose to follow up yourself or someone else might choose to follow up as well for the conference. We'll be meeting an academic and we'll be doing a live PodMag. So lots of ways to sort of get a slice of the conference experience right from the heart of the University of Milton Keynes. And the whole day is free. So remember, that's the 2nd of December. Email us, podmag@open.ac.uk, if you'd like to come along.
Okay, on to our second piece of news. And our second piece of news is the Activate sessions. And again, you might be wondering what an Activate session is. If you have a look on the conference website, which is kind of
connections.kmi.open.ac.uk.
She's doing well, isn't she? You'll be able to find out what some previous people who had attended Activate sessions had to say about them, because we asked a group of students who had been regulars at the Activate sessions if they could describe what an Activate session was. And an Activate session is where you come in, they're an hour, they're run by Karen and myself, and basically we talk to you about things that are of interest, and then we decide whether or not those things might be things that have a more general interest for more people, and whether or not you might want to present at the conference, whether you'd like to write a blog piece for us, or whether you just like coming along and chatting. Doesn't commit you to anything. 8 to 9. The next one is on November the 10th, and then there'll be another one on November the 17th. Okay, so that's two pieces of news and two big things you can get involved in. The roadshow on December the 2nd. There is a link on the website to actually sign up for the roadshow, so you can get that. That's also on Twitter. We put it up on Twitter and we'll retweet that. And if you want to retweet it as well, so other people know, that's fine. And then on November the 10th, 17th, and probably Mondays thereafter, with one or two missing, Activate workshops live, 8 to 9pm. Come along, have a chat with us if you've got a microphone, have a chat with us by text if you haven't. Just come along, meet some other students, and basically have a bit of fun and talk about social science.
Right, that's been a long news. Bit of news.
Hey, I think that's Georgina walking past.
Oh yeah, let's go and nab her.
Let's go and get Georgina.
She'll be really impressed with all this news.
I can't wait to show her. Okay, so while I send Karen off to look for some new curtains for our fabulous new studio, just wandering past, I've just grabbed our next guest, which is Georgina Blakely. Georgina, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, Dave. Thank you for grabbing me in the corridor.
Let's talk about what we have been doing together, because you've come into the studio today. You're going to do some recording.
I'm very grateful that you're helping me to record the weekly audios that I'm doing for DD102.
Oh, now what are they for? Why have you decided to do those audios?
Well, there's a number of reasons, really. First of all, I think it's nice for students to hear a friendly voice. And I think it's nice to kind of maintain that more personal and hopefully friendly contact with students as the module progresses. The other reason, of course, is that I think it's helpful for students just to have a very short reminder of what they should be focusing on every week. Because there is a danger that, given all the huge variety of study materials on the website, that students can sometimes get a little lost as opposed to what exactly it is they should be focusing on. Each audio is about 2 minutes long maximum, and students can download them so they can listen to them at any point. and they can also read the transcript, of course.
Well, that's brilliant, isn't it? Because they can download the PodMag, they can download this Student Life, they can download your audio, put it all on their on a CD somewhere, stick it in the car, and just listen to it as they're driving along. Right? Fabulous,
exactly.
Is that?
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's great. It's a great idea.
Brilliant. Oh, well, thanks very much for joining us today, Georgina. Good luck with the audios, and to all the DD102 students out there, and from all the DD102 students, I'm sure they're very grateful for what they're doing.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, we'll see you again soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
We've had a great chat today with Georgina. It was really useful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Talking about DD102. We've got Paul Stevens. I'm going to phone him in a moment.
Oh, brilliant.
Are you going to be here for that?
I need to nip out. Just to get the coffee machine sorted for our new
studio. Oh, no, that is urgent.
Yeah,
no, that is really
we're not
urgent.
Getting the guests in without a quality coffee, Dave.
No, I think you're quite right. A coffee machine is what we need, so we'll be working on that. But look who's just walked past.
Oh.
It's only Ingen,
I know. Do you think we can grab him?
Yeah, let's go and get him.
Hello, you two. Hi. How are you doing here?
Good. Do you like our new studio?
That's amazing. You're really well equipped. I mean, it's very impressive. Last time Dave came to my office was just one small little recorder. And now the entire studio, I must say, you have here.
And actually, you're our next door neighbour now.
Yeah.
I hope you're not the sort of person who complains about noise.
I think that's not going to be my complaint, Dave.
So tell us, Engin, you were involved in the last Student Connections, and we're just planning the next one for March 2015. And you sat and you watched a lot of the conference, as well as obviously being one of our keynote talks. Can you sort of tell us your reflections on that whole experience?
Well, for one thing, it was really good to see the students. We don't get to really see or have interaction with students very often at the Open University. So it was really good to see them being involved, enjoying, enthusiastic as part of the conference. But also it was good to hear them, what they think about what it means to be a student at the OU in general, but also social sciences.
Mm.
So I found that very, very inspiring.
Yeah, and of course, one of your talks that you did was about being a citizen and the differences between being an online citizen or actually being there in person. And you used some widgets there. Did any of that surprise you in terms of some of the feedback that you had from actually doing that keynote talk?
No, it wasn't a surprise in terms of the results, but I thought that it was a good interactive experience. And I think it piqued the interest of students as well. It was a good experience.
Yeah, because I guess it's an odd thing, sort of presenting in a room with a very virtual audience all at home, all typing away and, you know, sort of interacting with you. So it is quite unique in that respect, isn't it?
In some ways it's unique, but in some other ways, you know, we often call them new technologies, but they also replicate things that we already have been doing and we are familiar with. So these technologies, I know they are new technologies, but also we shouldn't exaggerate their newness of it, because they're already sort of helping us do things that we used to do and like doing.
And of course, communication is one of the most fundamental and basic things, and that's really what it all relates to, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And just trying to use these technologies to encourage all of that.
Absolutely. To get students.
Well, thanks for popping in, and I'm glad you're our neighbour now, so we'll be getting you back on the PodMag to talk about the exciting work that you're doing at some point later, but thanks for popping in.
Thanks very much, it's a pleasure, and I was just about the same thing as well. Just anytime you feel like popping in and asking me for a quick chat, I'm happy to do that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we will have you back every week, actually. It'll save us getting any other guests.
And you can have our coffee next week, so.
That will definitely bring me in.
Thanks very much,
thanks,
Ingen.
Bye.
Well, I think the show's going very well.
Going very well. People are very impressed.
With the
equipment. But I think it's a bit of a mess, Dave. I mean, I'm still not happy with the way things are looking around here. I think we need comfy chairs. How are we expecting people to relax? Don't worry about it.
I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of equipment I've got in front of me. But let me make this phone call. And just to remind you, this is... this is a Friday Think for the Friday, the 14th of November. So this coming Friday, 14th of November, and this will be Paul Stevens. So let me see if I can just get Paul on the phone.
Healthy in itself, because that'll have a retrospective effect on us.
Right, that sounds fascinating. Now, you're actually a bit of an expert on environmental issues. That's your research area, isn't it?
Yes, I look at the kind of the psychological aspects of it. So looking at The kinds of mental states we're in when we're in different environments, the way we behave, both in terms of pro-environmental behaviour, also different in everyday life. You know, who are you when you're in different places?
Oh, well, thanks very much for joining me this morning, Paul, and good luck with the Friday Thinker.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, that was Paul Stevens from the Psychology Department talking about this week's Friday Thinker, this week being the 14th. I know that it's a bit confusing when we say this week and today, and it's obviously today when we're doing it, but it's not today by the time you come to listen to it. Could it be...
We're not having this conversation again, Dave.
It's quite confusing, isn't it? It's a sort of Doctor Who timey-wimey type thing. Anyway, oh, well, it's good to see you back. Did you get the coffee machine?
Yeah, coffee machine done, curtains done, and I've ordered a pair of scissors and some pens and pencils.
You're not allowed to have sharp objects.
I know, but we need to get this all this wrapping off some of these microphones and stuff.
I know, we're never going to get set up properly, are we, with that? Okay, well, it's been an action-packed pod night, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, brilliant.
Isn't it strange, though, how being in a professional studio setting has made absolutely no difference to how amateur we sound?
I know, but they've booked us on a media training course, so hopefully that should sort things out.
Yeah, I wish they'd have asked us about that before they actually did it.
It looked like a warrant, didn't it?
Same.
The invitation.
Well, but, yes, you are commanded to attend.
Yeah, love the dean.
I liked the kisses at the end. Anyway, that's it for this week's podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening to us. We will be back next week. Don't forget the Activate sessions, Monday night, 7 to 9. They take place on November the 10th. If you've missed that one, November the 17th, don't worry if you've missed them. They're not a series of anything. You just come in.
Drop in and out as you wish.
Yeah, and you can stay for the whole hour. You can stay for 10 minutes, or as some people do, you can stay for the whole day. We look forward to seeing you. Don't forget the roadshow, December the 2nd. You can still sign up for that if you're in the Milton Keynes area in particular.
Absolutely. All right, well, until next week, see you next time.
Thanks very much.